Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, V'chi mipnei she'ochal zer tatima bosar, this poor son, all he did is, he's good, he stole money from his father, and he bought a pound and a half of meat, so he ate a pound and a half of meat, V'shosa chati lug yain, and he drank a half of a lug, 2 cups of wine he drank, Hoitalki, the geshmak, a good wine of a talki that you get addicted to, is that the reason why he should die? Omra Torah Yotza Lebezdin Leskila. Is that the reason why we should take him and have him skila to kill him? Ella, rather, the svar is Hegia Torah Saif Daita Shel Ben Saramur. The Torah thought in and saw the future, what's going to happen to this son, that if he stays alive, that Shel Saif Megame Nichsi Yaviv. What does he do? He goes home and takes the money out of his father's pocket. But there'll come a time the father's going to have no more money in his pocket. He's going to finish up all his father's money. Rashi says, Mechala. He'll end up, he'll use up all his father's money. And he's going to be used to, he's addicted already to the drinking and to the eating. So he's still going to need money to buy his food and his drinks. So what is he going to do? Back at home, he can't find any more money there. So the Yitzel Prash the Prashas Drachim will go out to the highway and he'll start Umalastim Esabrias. He'll start to kill people, he'll start to rob from people. And you know, once you start to rob, if people don't pay you, you'll kill them. So Omra Torah, the Torah says, Yom Zakai, let's kill this boy right now when he's still a Zakai. He didn't rob from other people yet. He didn't kill anybody yet. And Vial Yom Eschai, if do not let him live too long, that maybe he'll end up doing harmful things that he'll really be Chayiv Misa. Then it's some explains that the Mishnah says, Shem Misoson Shel Rishoyim Hanolehem. As the Dugma is that when a Rosha dies, it stops him from doing the bad. That's good for him. He won't be able to do any more ra. That's the svar of Ben Saramara. Let's kill him now. It'll be good for him that he won't be able to do more ra. And Vihanoli Elam is good for the world. If the world has no more ra, it's good for us. Ula Tzadikim, when a Tzadik dies, Ra Lehem, it's bad for them. They're cut off. They can't do any more mitzvahs. For Rali Erlam, it's bad for us. We don't have their protection. Shino v'yayin l'rishoyim, when a Rosha drinks, or when he goes to sleep, Hanolahem, it's good for him. He stays out of trouble. For Hanolahem, Erlam, it's good for the world. We have no bad from them. Letzadikim, when a tzadik goes to sleep or drinks, Ralahem, it's bad for them. They're out of commission. They can't do their mitzvahs. For Rali Erlam, it's bad for the world. We don't have their protection. Sheket Rishoyim, when it's easy and peaceful for the Rishoyim, Ralehem, it's bad for them. They'll just use up that opportunity to do more wicked. V'Ralehem, it's bad for us. We'll only have worse things. Well, the Tzadikim, though, Hanolehem, it's good for them when they have peaceful, easy times. They'll do more mitzvahs, they'll learn more. V'Hanolehem, we'll receive much more from them when they have it easy. Pizil Rishoyim, when the Rishoyim are spread out, they can't have their meetings together. Hanolahem, it's good for them, they can't decide to do so much bad. The Hanolahem, it's good for us. Well, the Tzadikim, when Tzadikim are spread out, they can't meet together. Ralahem, it's bad for them, they can't help out one another, they can't be mechazik one another. For Ralahem, it's bad for the world, we don't have the chizik we should receive from the Tzadikim. Kovon, that's the Yisrael of Ben Saramayor, that we kill him now, Yomuz Zaka, V'yal Yomuz Chayif. Now the Mishnah says, Habo B'mach Teres. Somebody's trying to break into your house, and the normal way is at that time, is that they used to dig under the front door, or under the gate. Habo B'mach Teres, he would dig under the gate, under the fence, to come inside your house. And you catch him in the middle of the night, you hear somebody digging away under your door, and you catch him there. The Torah says that you have a right to kill him. That if you see somebody digging under your front door trying to come in and steal, the Torah says you have a right to kill him. Why? What did he do so bad so far that you have a right to kill him? So again, it's a throw. The Torah looks into Seif Daitoi. Nidin Hashem Seifoi, what his intentions are to do. That means to say like this. In other words, what he is doing, he's coming into the house to rob. Now he knows that the owner, if he meets him, will start and protect himself. So he's ready to kill the owner. So it comes out he's coming to kill the owner. He's a roideth. Therefore the owner has the right to protect himself and kill the person first. Let's say somebody is breaking in, coming through underneath the door. And while he's coming in, he also breaks the barrel there. So it depends. That means if the person is not chayiv misa, yesh adar means he has some value left to him, let's say a father is coming in, breaking in by his son. So that's a svara that a father will not come to kill his son, therefore the son has no right to kill his father. Therefore the father is still called like yesh adamim, he has life to him. Therefore, in other words, he has no chayiv misa, therefore chayiv. Now that he's a mazik, he broke the chavius, the barrel of wine, he has to pay for it. Adam mud li'erlam, on Adam is a mud, he has to pay for it. But in main loydom, if he has no blood left, means that he's a different person, that the owner has a right to kill him. So it comes out at the time when he's coming through the door, he has like a chiv misa upon him. The owner has a right to kill him. So it's considered like there's a chiv misa upon the person, therefore potter. If he breaks the barrel at that time when he's entering underneath the door, since he has a chiyuv misa, then we say the famous klal of kom lei b'derabim minei. He has like two punishments upon him now. He has the punishment of misa, the fact that he's ma'bob ma'teres, he's digging under the front door. The owner has the right to kill him, and at the same time he's breaking the owner's barrel. He's like a mazik. He should have a chiyuv to pay money. So that's the klal kom lei b'derabim minei, who he only receives the chomadik punishment of being able to be killed, and for the money he's put. Omar Rava says like this, my time at the Machteres, what's the reason, why does the Torah say that if you see somebody breaking in your front door, or the Loshna Gemara is, the Torah is, he's digging under the front door, he's digging in, if you see him digging in, you have a right to kill him, what's the reason? Because Chazaka, there's a Chazaka here, we know for sure that Ein Odom Maimed Atzmal Al Amaynei. The owner of the house, when you see somebody breaking in, you're not going to just go back to sleep or turn around. You're going to try and protect yourself. You're going to do something to protect yourself. Fahai, now the ganav coming in, Memaram, he says to himself, listen, Iazilno, if I go do this omission of going and stealing from him, breaking into his house, Korli Apoi, I'm ready, I'm prepared to know that the owner's going to come against me and attack me back. And he's not going to let me just go and take away his money. He's not going to be a person to say, okay, come in, the house is open. Therefore, the ganav has to be prepared that if the owner is going to resist and come against me, I'm prepared to kill the owner. So it comes out that this ganav now that's breaking through the door is really coming to kill the owner. Therefore, the Atayram, the Torah gives you a heter and says, listen, in Bor Lahorcha, if somebody is a raideth, coming to kill you, hashkein lahorgoi, you have a right, chayecha koitmin, you have a right to self-defense, you have a right to kill him, before somebody's about to kill you, you have a right to kill him. So that's the svar of a Baba Machteres, that the Baba Machteres is called a roidev, since he's called a roidev, you have a right for self-protection to kill him. And therefore it's considered like he has a chi of misa upon him, and therefore if he breaks something, if he's a mazik, we say, kom lei b'derabminei, he's potter for paying it back. Now, Omar Rav says the big Kiddush. Omar Rav, habor b'machteres. This ganef that's digging under the front door, and while he's digging in, he breaks all the plants there. Or even takes something. He sees a nice plant there, and he grabs it. He takes it. V'notal kelim v'yotza. And he takes kelim, and he leaves, that's it. He's in the middle of digging through, and all of a sudden he hears the way the owner woke up, and the owner's there screaming, who's there? So he gets nervous, and he runs out. And one day, while he runs out, he takes some kelim, he takes some valuable things he sees there. So Rav holds potter, even though the ganav has the valuable things, took the watch, he has it in his hand, he's potter from paying back. My time, what's the reason? Bidomim keninu. He holds a svar of kom lebed rabminei. Listen, at the time when I stole, when I took that watch, the owner could have killed me then. So it's considered like a havachi of misa then. But since havachi of misa, I say kom lebed rabminei, you do not have to pay back the chayfetz. So the Chiddush, even though the Chayfetz is ben, you have the watch in your hand, still you're potter from paying it back. It's called Bidomim Kaninhu. You are currently, you acquire it through the blood of your life, that you, your life could have been taken away. No, I don't think so. No. Well, so I will soon say, oh, my Rav says though, Mistavra Milsa, the Rav, when does it make sense? What Rav says, Kishashiver, only if the Ganav now broke that watch, he broke the chair. So now it's a question, do I have to pay back money or not? Diletz Nayu, it's not around anymore. So now it's a question of money, do I have to pay back money? Then we say, kom lei b'derabminei. Yeah. Or it's money, to make him pay back money, that's kom lei b'derabminei. to make him have a chiyah to pay back money, that we say no. Since you had a chiyah mis at that time, money you don't have to pay. I will not tell, but if you just took it and you have it still, loy. Rava says that does not make sense, Rav. Rav's halacha does not make sense then. Since l'maisa it's still ben, still belongs to the original person, to the nigna, it belongs to him, you have to return it. What business do you have keeping somebody else's chayfetz? Kom lev the rabbinay does not let you keep somebody else's chayfetz. It's only a p'tur that if you have to pay back money, since you had a chiyuv mitzvah then, you're potter for paying back money. But to keep the actual chayfetz, that you have no right. This is the machlokes Rav and Rav, we hold like Rav here, that you do not have a right to keep the chayfetz. But the Gemara says, well, akim, like Lashon Shvua, Yishino, Omar Rav, Afilu Notel. No, that Rav himself said it, Rav holds, even though the Ganef still has the chayfetz, what he stole, he still has that watch, still has that vase, he has the right to keep it, he does not have to return it. Afilu Notel. Why? Do Yesh Loi Domim, because listen, when he was coming in, he could have been killed then. He has Domim, he has like a Chiyuv Mis upon him. V'nensu, Chayiv, like, no, the opposite way. Do a yesh le domim, in a case when the person coming in, the ganef, is not supposed to be killed. Now let's say a father is coming in to steal a son, by the son. Then the son has no right to kill the father. That's called yesh le domim. That the father still has his life in his hand. Therefore, chayiv. If he stole something, he's chayiv to pay back. V'nenso, let's say after he stole it, an oinus happened, he lost it, the locher is still chayiv. He has to return the value of the chayfetz. If you're a ganef, even though it's nensu later, you lost it by an oinus, a big wind, a storm came and destroyed it, you're chayiv, you have to pay back. Alma, what do we see? Brishus sekaime, that it's still brishus of the first person. That's why you're chayiv b'yoinsin. In other words, it's not really yours 100%. It still belongs to the first person. Therefore, even though you're an oinus, still you have to pay for it. If so, I'll tell you, Hochinam here also. When you stole the vase, it's brishus ha-kaime, it still belongs to the first owner. Therefore, kol zaman it's ben, you have to return it. So there's no swara that you can keep it. The Mara says, v'lohi. I'll tell you, this is not a good proof. V'lohi. That kiyuk marachmona, brishus ha-kaime. No, this is opposite. This is what Rav is bringing the proof. That you see what? That in the case where you stole it and you're not chayiv misa, v'nensu, you're chayiv, you have to return it back. Alma, what do we see? Rishus sekaima, the opposite. Rishus sekaima means it's in the ganas rishus. Like once you stole it, like it's in your rishus, it belongs to you. And still there's a chiyuv for you to pay back money. So therefore, even though you're a nensu, so what? It's yours already. Still you have to pay back the money. So hachinam here also. Rishus sekaima. When you steal something, it becomes the rishus of the ganas. So it's only a pshat, you have a chiyuv to return it. Now here, Rav holds that since you're chayiv misa, we say, kom leib the Rav minei, you're potter from paying back. So that's Rav's svara. The Gemara says, v'lohi, it's not true, it's not right. Why? Kiyuk marachmon b'shusay, when do we say if you steal something, that the Torah puts the chayfetz, the vaz, in the rishus of the ganef, that even if he loses it, b'yoinis, he has to pay back, it's not really the ganef, he does not really own it. The Torah only said it's in your possession, linyan einsin, that if something happens to it, even if a storm comes and ruins it by einis, still you're chayiv to return it. Aval linyan mikno, but do you want to tell me that the ganav should really be kainiv, that it should belong to the ganav? That no. Aval linyan mikno, does the ganav really own it? Brishusa de Mariah kaimi, no, it still belongs to the original owner. The nigzal, he still owns it, it still belongs to him. Therefore here, that you still have it, of course you have to return it. That's Rabbi Svara. Midi deheve ashoil. The same way if you're a shoimer, that you're a shoil. If you borrow something from your friend, that the locker is, that you're chayiv b'yoinsin. If you borrow something, you don't pay for it, you just borrow it, and then an einus happens, a storm comes and breaks the vase, you have to return it. Why? Because it's your rishus. When you take it, kol ha-noshalai, it becomes in your rishus. But not that it's really yours, that you have a right to keep it. It's only in your rishus for the chiyuv einsin, that no matter what happens to it, you're responsible to see it comes back to the owner. But who really owns it? The owner, the original owner. See, also that's Rav Svara, that if the ganav comes into the house through underneath the front door, and he takes a vase, as long as he has the vase, he has to return the vase. That much does not belong to him, still the owner's. This is not a patur kum levi the rabbi minei. You don't have a chiyuv to pay back. It's the owner's. It's his. He has the right to take it back. That's where we hold.
Why do you
want to emphasize
this?
Just like this. Tanam rotin mishnah. If the ganes comes underneath the fence, bo b'machteres, the shibres achavius. When he comes in, he breaks the barrel. So it depends. Yesh le'damim, if he's a father, that will not be killed. He still has his own blood. He's still alive. Chayiv. Then he's a mazik. He has to pay for it. Shh. Ein le'damim, if he doesn't have dam, means he's supposed to be killed. He has that the owner has a right to kill him. Then potter. If the ganef now broke something, we say come with the rabbi, he's potter. Now, time, what's the reason why he's potter? The mashmona the shiber, because he broke the barrel. Dichi ein le'damim potter. That if he's a person that should have been killed. So then we say, come, Levi Rabbi, he's potter from paying back. Mashmon, because he broke the barrel. Ha notal, mashmon, if he took the barrel and he still has it, loish. Then he doesn't have to, then he has to return it. So, because the cash and rab, you see clearly, ha notal, if he just took the barrel, then he has to return it. So, Gemara says, no. So, Gemara says, maybe no, there's no proof in our Mishnah. There's no cash and rab, I mean. Hu adin, really, could be the same Allah would apply to Yafilu notonami. Even if the ganef, when he's above a machteris, would just take the vase, not that he broke it, maybe it would also be potter according to Rav. Vod katoni shovar esachovis. Why does the Mishnah say that the ganef broke the vase? Kamashmer comes to teach us that the chiyesh le'damin, where it's a father coming into a son's house, that the father, that the son has no right to kill his father, here the chiddush is. Afa gav the shiber, even though he broke the vase, the ganef broke it, nami chayif. Not only if he still has the vase, does he have to return it, but even if he broke it, he has to pay. So what kind of chiddush is that? Trita, mazikul, he's a regular mazik. When the father comes in and breaks something, the father has to pay for it. What's the chiddush you want to tell me? The father had no intentions of breaking the vase. He had intentions of breaking into the house. He didn't realize there was something there that he broke. So again, my kamashman, what do you want to teach me then? That the klal of Oda Mu'ud Li'erlam, that a person is a mu'ad li'erlam. He has no answer. I didn't realize it. You're a mu'ad. Whatever, any damage you do, you're chayif for. It's only a machlekes rishoni. If you're an honest gomer, are you potter a machlekes? But if you're not an honest gomer, you're chayif. So Tanina, we learned this already once. We learned the Gemara in Baba Kama. Adam mu'ad li'erlam. A damage that a person does, he's chayif. Bein b'shoyge, bein b'mezid. Bein b'yoynes, bein b'rotzen. No matter what he does it, he's chayif. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah over here? Smart says kashia. Kasha means it's a question upon Rav. The famous Rashi says, you know, Kasha masnisin l'trusa liba de Rav. It's not a tiyufta, we don't slug him up, we don't throw him out. The lav the hedgi katoni lo not a chayiv. We could give a doich against her here. Rav, that's the difference between a kushya and a tiyufta. When the Gemara says kushya, that means it's a good question. But you're not, you know, slugged up, you're not finished with. You could give yourself some type of an answer. When the Gemara says to Yufta, that means we throw you out, you're finished. So it's a kasha on Rav. Right, the Gemara says, Mosiv Rav Devoy Barabaya. It says, Alocha Hagoynev Kis B'Shabbis, if somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, so Chayiv, normal case of stealing is, you pick up the wallet, so you make a Kinyan Geneva by picking it up, and then you walk outside to Shus Rav, and you first Chayiv Misa for the Yitzur later on. So we say you chayev to pay back the money. Sherei nischayev b'gneiva koydim shiovel the yisa Shabbos. Because first, when you picked up the wallet in the owner's house, you chayev gneiva, you chayev to pay back the money, and the chayev misa for carrying first comes out later. First comes later. What's going to be though? Hoyer megarav yotze. You did not pick up this wallet. It was like you're stealing a vlise there that you're schlepping along the vlise. You're megarav, you're schlepping, you're dragging it along. So you didn't pick it up yet, you did not make a kinyan hakbor yet. The yotz, and you take it out to a shusarabim, and over there you first make the kinyan, so it comes out that you're potter. Why? Sherei isa gneiva v'yisa skila borin kiechot. You took it out into the shusarabim the same time when you're making the kinyan gneiva, so both come the same time, it's come leib the rab minei. V'yukasol. It comes Mashiach where you take it out of the owner's house. In the owner's house, you don't have a kinyan Mashiach. You have to first take it out of his house. So you take it out into the Shus Rabim, that's when you have your kinyan, that's when you have the kinyan. So they come the same time.
Yeah.
So Rashi says, what's the question here? That you see, Kavlai helps even when the chafetz is ben. Here it says you stole the kiss, right? You stole the wallet. Now, question is, you still have the wallet in your hand. And still it says, since at the same time when you have the kinyan geneva, you have a chiyah for Shabbos, you're potter from returning the wallet. So it's a proof to Rav. You see, even though you have the wallet, you have the money in your hand, you're potter from paying back, since you say, come with the rabbi nay. So Mura says, no. V'ilchus ha-pshan, that mishnah over there in Ksubis, on Yivamis, pshan over there is, the shadina b'nahara. We're talking about when later the Ghana threw the wallet into the river. So he doesn't have it anymore. Now it's a question, does he have to pay back or not? On that we say, come live the rabbi nay, he's potter from paying back. Mura says, no. Rova ignav lay dichri b'machtarata. Rova, somebody broke into his house, and they stole something there, Rashid Ilum, they stole his rims. And Hadrinon Alei, later on the owner, the Ganev, came back to Ditshuva, and he wants to return it to Rava. Even though he was above a Machteris, he had a Chiv Mis at that time, the Khuri held like Rava, to say that since the Chafetz is Ben, he still has the rims, he has to return it. But Rava himself, like Kiblinu, Rava as his Chasidus, did not want to accept it. Omri said like this, Rava, since Rav, the Tzaddik Rav, said his statement that when a Mababa Machteris takes something, even though he still has it, he's potter from returning it, so Rav did not want to accept it. Even though Rav himself holds that I'm supposed to accept it, that the Gan of Kol Zaman, the Chafetz's Ben, is here, he has to return it. But Rav did not want to accept it since Rav said that the Gan would be potter. Turn around, look like this. The Pasuk says, Yigdash in two ways. The Pasuk says, Ein loy domin. That's the end of the first Pasuk. Then it says, Im zorach Hashemesh olav, Shein loy domin, Yesh loy domin. So first, if we make a hekesh, it says first, Ein loy domin. That means, you're allowed to kill the person. He has no more blood left in him. He's allowed to be killed. When? Only Im zorach Hashemesh olav, if the sun is shining upon him. So where's the question? V'chi Hashemesh olav v'vad zorcha? Does the sun only shine upon this person? Could he have been? He's both an achteris. He's under the tunnel now. There's no sun there. But a kofon, does the sun only shine upon him? So what does the pasuk mean? Elo, the pasuk means like this. In baro l'cho hadavr, if to you it's clear, k'shemesh like the sun, shein loy sholom imoch, that this person coming in is not your friend. He's not your dear friend. He doesn't have peace with you. Hargeyu, then you have a right to kill him. V'yimla, but if it's not clear to you that he's not your friend, then al tageh, you have no right to kill him. That's one drasha. Tan yidich would like this. The end of the pasuk is, in zorach Hashemesh olav, domim loy. That if it's clear to you, then domim loy, then the person still has his life, do not kill him. What does that mean to say? Again, v'chi Hashemesh olav avad, the sun only shine upon him, zorach. Elo, the pasuk means like this. In bor olucho, kishemesh, if it's clear to you like the sun, Sheyesh loy shalom imoch, like he's your father. He has peace with you. He will not come to kill you. Al tageyu. In such a case, this gun, if you have no right to kill. But v'yimlav, if it's not clear to you that he won't kill you, if you have a doubt, hogeyu, then you have a right to kill him. Zechur akasha mistom astom tistira. In one place, mashma, if you have a doubt whether he'll kill you or not, you're not allowed to kill him. And the same as mashma, no. If you have a doubt, you are allowed to kill him. So it's a stira. So where says Lakash is no stira. The pasuk means like this. Im bi'av ala ben. If the father is the one that's coming in robbing the son, then for sure the father will not kill the son. Then you have no right to kill him. Unless you know for sure that the father is angry with the son and maybe will kill the son. But if you have a doubt, in this case, even a doubt, you have no right to kill your father. Kan beben alav. But if a son comes still from a father, there we do not say the son has that much rachmonis.